My first wife, who is now dead, was attacked during the war in London, in the blackout, by four American soldiers who were in fact deserters. It wasn't a sexual attack, it was an attack for robbery, but the result of this attack was that she had a miscarriage. She lost the child she was carrying at the time, and her health deteriorated, and I suppose her eventual death was initiated by this act of violence. I think it's the job of the artist, especially the novelist, to take events like that from his own life or from the lives of those near to him and to purge them, to cathartize the pain, the anguish, in a work of art. That is one of the jobs of art. I think it was D.H. Lawrence who said, we shed our sicknesses in works of art. In this sense, the part of the novel, part of the film, in which a character is writing a book, and the book is called, in my own book, A Clockwork Orange, was an attempt to put myself in the novel, to put myself as a writer who is a subject, and his wife also, to the depredations, to the violence of wild youth. And by that means, to clear it out of my system so that I didn't have to think about it anymore. I think that the therapeutic virtue of this book is probably its greatest virtue, as far as I'm concerned. Its artistic virtue is rather less.